For everybody who's grown up around here, I don't even if you're a newcomer to the area, you know about the Edna Gladney home and you've heard about it. Maybe you don't know, at least I didn't anyway, that it sort of evolved into a lot more than that. The Gladney Center for Adoption. It's very far reaching. I mean, spreads out geographically too. And the catalyst for right now for our conversation today is they're having Gladney Night at Six Flags. They're taking over all of Six Flags later on this month, and all the families and everybody else is going to be out there. And it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Mark Melson, CEO of Gladney Center for Adoption, and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this opportunity.
Excited. So how many people could you pack Six Flags? You take over the whole thing for a night?
We do. On the 19th, April 19th, we take over all of Gladney for the whole night. It's a wonderful event. Usually we average between 3,000 and 5,000 people that come out there. It kind of depends upon the weather. We sell a lot of tickets ahead of time, which we try to do, of course, and then people watch the weather to see what happens. The beautiful part about this whole evening, first of all, and I tell this, it's the greatest night of the year. If you like rides, if you like Six Flags, it's almost like it's your own little free pass there to be there. Yeah. You can ride rides again and again and again, over and over and over. And it's just such a great, fun night. Food and festivities and families. It's just such a beautiful night. We have a blast.
Well, Gladney, like I say, is a lot more than I thought. First of all, I mean, you're in Fort Worth, and everybody knows you're in Fort Worth. You've always been in Fort Worth for, you know, over a century. But I didn't realize you were all over Texas, Amarillo and Houston, Lubbock, Midland, Austin. But and you're in New York and Oklahoma and North Carolina?
Yeah, and growing more. We've got several offices here in Texas. We're based here in Texas. Our primary headquarters is here, right where Mrs. Gladney helped start us out, and all of that's still based right here. We operate a home here in our campus here in Fort Worth that houses teen and preteen girls who are living in foster care. So we have a lot happening on this campus here. But yes, we're spread out throughout Texas and honestly throughout the country. We have offices now in New York, as you said, Florida. We're assuming another agency that's based in Delaware that'll be happening this year. So we'll have offices in Delaware, Pennsylvania, Missouri, Illinois. We're expanding our footprint really across the country and frankly around the world. We're by the end of this year, we'll be operating in 9 countries around the world as well, doing adoptions into the U.S. in addition to the work we do in foster care and adoption and domestic adoption. So it's really, the footprint's growing quite a bit.
Well, and the responsibilities are growing too. I mean, it's one thing, you know, to help expectant mothers and then find a good home for their babies. But if you don't find a good home, you keep them and raise them. And that's an enormous responsibility. Yeah. But also, I gather, I was reading about Gladney University.
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. We started investing a lot more time and money into how we prepare families for adoption and then how we support them on the back end. So Gladney University was a tool for that. As families come forward and want to adopt either from domestically, from an expectant mom who wants to place their child out of foster care or internationally, as you can imagine, especially those kiddos that are coming from harder places, you really want to make sure your families are prepared. So we use Gladney University not only as a pre-training to adoption, but really as a post-education tool as well. And that's an area that we have expanded greatly into. We've opened a counseling center here on our campus in Fort Worth. That's spreading throughout Texas right now, and honestly, will spread throughout the country. Unfortunately, right now in our country, we see such a mental health crisis, especially with children, and especially with children who are kind of had a hard start to life. So our team of dedicated counselors work closely with families and to prepare those families for adoption and then really support them on the back end. Outcomes is the key. We don't want to place a child in a home that family's not prepared. Gladney University helps us with that. And we certainly want to make sure we're there on the back end to help that child thrive and be as successful as they can.
And help out the families. They suddenly wake up and say, my gosh, what have I gotten myself into?
Yeah, that is so true. As an adopted parent myself, we adopted our son out of foster care. We have two beautiful biological daughters, and we adopted our son out of foster care a few years later. And you do, you wake up going, holy cow, what's happened here? But it's a beautiful and an amazing thing. And we're blessed to be a part of Gladney to be able to have those resources. But, you know, there are hard days. Our little guy went through a lot in his background, and sometimes that manifests in some behaviors and some struggles. And we're fortunate, Gladney is, to have the support of our community right here in the great state of Texas and around the country and around the world to help provide those resources for families who really need them.
Well, speaking of resources, where do you get yours? I mean, you can't make enough money in one night at Six Flags to fund an enormous and growing operation like this.
We're very fortunate. As you say, Gladys has been around 137 years, and I really have to give the credit to those that came before us that really did a great job of laying the foundation. It's not just about what the fee is for adoption. So on a domestic infant, there's a fee for adoption. Out of foster care, there's not. For internationals, there's a little bit of a fee, but those don't nearly cover our costs. So we're blessed that we have so many wonderful families who support what we do. Gladding out at Six Flags is just such a great event. It's wonderful to see these amazing families. All the money that's raised from that event go directly to supporting, as we talked about, those needs for our families and children, and covering a lot of those costs. But we're blessed because we work with a lot of great foundations in Texas and around the country, wonderful donors that help support us. And it really does, it allows us to not just have to follow the very minimum bare standards you need for adoption, but really look at and focus on the outcomes for families and children and how do we improve upon that. And our families are generous and we're blessed to have that
So you're
opportunity.
not faith-based at all. It never have been.
We never have been. So it's interesting. We actually were begun prior to Mrs. Gladney by a Methodist minister who really he and his wife, his name was Reverend IZT Morris, and he and his wife really focused on kiddos that were left from the orphan trains and things like that, taking them in and just finding homes. When Mrs. Gladney got involved, again, a faith-based woman herself decided not to take it to a faith-based level because we wanted to serve all populations. And we didn't want people afraid to come to adopt or support or help kiddos because of their religious beliefs. So obviously all of our families go through a home study process
Right.
and it's very in-depth to make sure they're qualified as a family to adopt. But we wanted to make sure that we were serving all families and frankly, all children that needed homes.
Well, and maybe that helps you right now too, because it's a political hot button. The
Yes.
whole idea of of abortion rights and taking care of women and taking care of the kids too
Yeah.
has become a real political hot button, and it's like the politicians don't know which side to be on.
Yeah, and there's no correct answer to anybody, it seems the case. We find ourselves many times fought in that battle. We don't consider abortion as an alternative to, or adoption as an alternative to abortion. Adoption is an alternative to parenting. If a young woman finds herself into in an unplanned pregnancy and decides that she is not going to seek an abortion, then she has choices to make as it relates to, do I parent the child or do I place my child for adoption? We hope that we can help answer those questions and give her the resources she needs to make the decision she needs to make. You know, in a time like that, obviously she's going through an awful lot and she is struggling with her decisions. She's struggling with just support. So our role during that time is to educate her on what's the next best step for her and her child as she goes down this journey. And that may be adoption, but that's where we fall into that mix.
And so you think you'll be in more cities. If you and I are talking 5 years from now, you're going to be in more areas of the United States.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It will. I would argue at that point, we'll probably be almost in every state in the country simply because of the needs that are there as we are building our model and growing our model, which by the way, has been the base of who we are as an organization. We're just expanding that.
Yeah.
What are the best outcomes for children? As we take that approach to our decision making, we have found we're never wrong if we go down that road and that approach. What's in the best interest of children? What we are seeing throughout the country is greater needs for, I'll say, ethical support of adoption services. And even larger than that is post-adoption support. As you can imagine, people don't know until that child's placed in their home what the needs are really going to be. We could educate all we want, but if we're not there on the back end to help support, that's where we see struggles happen.
Well, and I would see why this would be so attractive to other organizations or out of state saying, these people in Fort Worth have got this figured out, and we might as well throw in with them because you know what you're doing.
Well, and as long as we've been around we've placed over 33,000 beautiful little kiddos into loving, caring families, and we've worked with thousands of children around the world and in this country, and we're still learning though. The world changes a lot. We've been blessed to be partnered with great institutions like TCU and other great organizations to learn more about how trauma affects the brain, and then how do we prepare families for kiddos who may come from some hard places. So we're still learning. While we think our processes work and we're trying to do the best job we can, as you can imagine, adoption is a very emotional roller coaster from the birth parent, of course, the child, of course, the adoptive parents coming in. Most adoptive parents that adopt, especially out of the domestic program, they didn't plan for this to happen for either infertility reasons or what have, and they've come to Gladney and think, I want to adopt. And so many times they're at a heightened state of emotion, as you can imagine. So we work with a lot of those areas and we try to do a good job, but we really focus on how do we best help that child. The long-term outcomes are key.
Mark Melson, I have learned a lot from you, and especially about the Gladney Center for Adoption. I really didn't know you were involved in that many areas. Look, you guys have a lot of fun at Six Flags later on this month.
We're excited. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share a little about our story.
You're entitled to it. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.